Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the first epistle reading, St. Paul makes a number of important points I'd like to talk about. We then, who are strong, ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. When we are babies, we don't bear anybody's burdens. We're burdens to be borne, and we don't care for anybody. All the care is heading in one direction. But as we grow and become adults, that balance should start to shift, and we should be the ones that are bearing other people's burdens and helping other people out. Of course, as the song says, we all need someone to lean on sometimes. So, I mean, there's occasions when we all are in need of the help of other people. But the mark of maturity is that we are doing more for other people than we are getting back in return. And that's certainly true of the spiritual life. When it talks about the infirmities of the weak, that could be any number of things. When we look at other people, it's very easy for us to see what their infirmities are or their shortcomings. But we don't always see our own shortcomings very clearly at all. But they see our shortcomings. And if we consider ourselves to be strong, and we see other people as being weak because we see these shortcomings that we have, we should be the ones that are prepared to step up to the plate and bear their burdens, and as he goes on to say, to be patient. If we are the ones that other people are having to bear, if we're the ones that people are always having to be concerned with accommodating us, then that's a mark of spiritual immaturity, and that's something that we need to be aware of and to work on. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. Now, St. Paul is quoting from the Psalms and is alluding to the fact that Christ became a man and he took on flesh and he bore the reproaches of men on behalf of God because he was not pleasing himself, but he was doing the work of his Father and he was trying to save mankind. And so he's saying, let each of us likewise not seek to please ourselves, but to please those around us for their good, building them up spiritually. For whatever things were written down before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. We receive strength from diligent study of the Scriptures and also put it into practice. And that gives us that hope. That gives us hope. St. Paul elsewhere says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that's one of the reasons why it's so important that we regularly study the Scriptures, because we need to have that strength so that we're able to minister unto the people that are around us. And St. Paul is saying that these things are written for our edification, for our learning. But if we don't study them, we won't learn those things. We won't have that strength. We won't be able to help those that are around us. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Jesus Christ, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What that means is, may the God who gives us patience and comforts us enable us to be of the same mind, following his example, following the example of Christ. That's the goal that we should be seeking as fellow believers in the life of the church. Therefore, receive one another just as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. We all want Christ to be patient with us. We all want Christ to forgive our sins when we ask. We're hoping that God is not sitting there listening to our prayers in which we repent, we ask for forgiveness and saying, well, he doesn't really mean it. He's not really sincere. He didn't ask the right way. How many times is he going to keep doing this before he cuts it out? We hope that God is going to be patient with us, and that no matter how many times we fall into sin, that each time that we ask for his mercy and forgiveness and we repent of our sins, that God will be there to hear us and to forgive us our sins. And so likewise, it says we need to receive one another the same way that we want Christ to receive us. If we would all treat each other the way that we want God to treat us, if we would all be as patient with each other as we want God to be patient with us, we would have no problems. We would all get along swimmingly because we would all be going out of our way to overlook one another's faults. We would be going out of our way to forgive one another. We would be going out of our way to see how we could help those around us and to show our love for them. Amen.